You're listening to the Goal Getter Podcast with Carissa Winstead. Each week, I will share stories about goals that I am trying to reach or that I have reached and how I got there. I'll also interview some awesome goal getters and share their stories. We all have our struggles getting to where we want to be. My hope is to show you that you're not alone and we can all do anything that we put our minds to. This is the Goal Getter Podcast. Guys, you're listening to the Goal Getter Podcast with Carissa Winstead. Thank you so much for joining me this week. This week, I kind of wanted to talk about just some different life updates I've got going on. The last podcast I did, I talked to you all about the tiny home that we purchased that we're planning to turn into a short-term rental. And so, since then, we closed on the 20th of last month. And we have just been working, trying to get it ready to rent. Our goal was to try to get everything online by Monday, and the more we started doing, the more we discovered we needed to work on, so we've kind of been delayed a little bit, unfortunately, but we just want to make sure that everything is perfect before we start letting renters come in. So just some different things we've been doing, trying to get some of the, we bought it fully furnished, but some of the furniture didn't work. Like, we loved the couch that was in there, but it was just a plain couch, and we needed an extra bed. So we sold it and actually purchased a sleeper sofa so we can fit two extra people in there. Or instead of having four guests, if two just want to come and they don't want to climb up in our little loft area and they just want to sleep on the floor, which in all honesty, that's probably where I would sleep because I'm claustrophobic and I'm not big with heights. So I would probably sleep on the sleeper sofa. So that's one of the reasons that we did that. There was a little desk in there that we sold. And we've replaced with a little table area with some stools so people will have a place to eat. Because I noticed once we bought it, we were like, there's no dining area. Which, of course, it's 288 square feet, so you wouldn't really expect one. But if someone's renting out a place, they're going to want somewhere to sit down to eat their food. So we just got a little table put up against the wall with a couple of stools that we could slide under and kind of keep out of the way. So it actually fit pretty perfect. And we've just been trying to do other things like find places for storage for our supplies that we need, like cleaning supplies, and then of course towels and linens and all that kind of stuff for our guests. So trying to find that and finding a spot to put it in that small of a house has been a challenge, so we've been working on that as well. Some other stuff we've been doing, our driveway, I think I mentioned before, is just extremely steep, and so we've been trying to work with people to come in and see about possibly paving it or doing something just to make it a little less dangerous. I mean, it's not really dangerous, but it's just a little uncomfortable going up that hill, especially if it's raining. I don't think if it's raining and you don't have four-wheel drive, I don't think you're going to make it up that hill, in all honesty. So we're just trying to look into doing that, paving that or doing concrete or something to make that a little easier to get up that hill. Also, it's on rainwater, which we'll probably leave. It's filtered rainwater, so for the shower and the sink and dishwasher and everything, it would use that. And we're just going to keep the fridge stocked with gallons of water, so if people want to actually drink or cook with water, obviously, we'll have that filtered water already purchased for them to use, because the people who lived there before said that they drank that water, but I just don't know how comfortable I would feel drinking it. I wouldn't mind, like I said, taking a shower, washing dishes and stuff like that in it, but just have that extra option for people, and then possibly hooking up to the city's water. But I did talk to the city and they said it was going to be like 2 or 3 months out to even get a permit to bring someone in to tap it, and then after that they have to find a contractor. So with COVID and everything been going on, it's just been, of course, as you probably know, if you've tried to do work on your home or build a home, everything's just backed up right now. It's hard to find people to do work pretty much immediately. So that's another thing. And it's currently has a camper toilet in there. And in all honesty, I don't want to have to clean that out after every guest comes in. And so we're trying to look into seeing if they would, I think the sewer goes like right to the neighbor's house, or like, is there any way they could just bring it a little ways further just so we could hook up to it as well? Or are we going to have to get septic, or are we just going to have to get like a holding tank? So we're looking into different options for that. And just all this stuff just keeps popping up. And we're just trying to make it as convenient and safe for our guests as possible. So that's what we've been working on. And of course, just decorating and getting all the stuff that we're going to need, you know, just stuff you probably wouldn't think about, you know, all the dishes, you know, shampoo, ketchup, salt, pepper, you know, just little things that the people are going to need when they come to stay in a rental. So we've just been working really, really extremely hard and trying to get all that ready. And I cannot wait to get it online for you all to start. And we've also been working on the outdoor area, got a really cool fire pit. And we're trying to decide, you know, do we want to get like a pergola or some kind of gazebo for people to sit under and that kind of thing. So just different options that we're looking at and just trying to make it as fun as possible. And of course, it is located in Bristol, Tennessee. A bunch of events are coming up very soon, so we're hoping to get that up and running so people can come in and rent it as soon as possible, because, you know, we've got the coming up this month, you know, the dragway is going to start opening up. You know, we've got Rhythm and Roots coming up in a couple of months, and of course the NASCAR race is coming back. So lots of stuff, lots of exciting things and all that. So just stay tuned for that stuff for our short-term rental here in Bristol, Tennessee. Also wanted to update you on the real estate market. Of course, you know, I'm a real estate agent, and this market's been crazy for at least a year, if not longer. You know, I've mentioned it before. I thought when COVID hit, it was going to definitely not do what it's done. But it's been a seller's market. In all honesty, if you ask me, I don't like it. I don't like it the way it is. We've got all these buyers who are having to compete and bid and try to, you know, they get their heart set on a house and they're getting outbid from other people who are coming in from other places who could pay cash, or, you know, I'm just ready for this to kind of slow down. People are like, oh, you must be doing great. It's like, no, if you've got a bunch of buyers, because it's, you know, there's so many people out there. There's more buyers than there are houses, unfortunately. But I have been blessed to be able to find my buyers who are seriously looking. We have been able to find them some stuff. I feel like some people out there are just kind of looking around, seeing what they can find. But the ones who have been serious and sending me stuff, we have actually been able to get them under contract, which I feel is a big blessing. So we're excited about that. Let's see, here in a couple days I'm going to be going on vacation. I'm excited, so I will not have a podcast next week, more than likely. So we're going to be going to the beach, Oak Island in North Carolina. This will be our second time going to that beach, but our first time traveling with two children. So we've taken our 3-year-old daughter, this will be her third time at the beach. We took her first time when she was a little over a year old. But my other daughter, my second daughter, this is going to be her first time to the beach, but she's only going to be 4.5 months old, not even 4.5 months old. So just a little over 4 months old. So I'm a little nervous about that. I mean, she's a wonderful baby. She's so sweet, just chill, smiles all the time, but she does get upset in the car sometimes. So I'm like, this might be a really long 6-hour drive. A little nervous. So if y'all have any tips of traveling with an infant to the beach, or a toddler and an infant, send them my way, please. I will take any advice I can get. I am excited though to see, you know, how she does in the sand. And Blakely, my 3-year-old's a little bit older now, so she's going to be really excited to be at the beach. And we're going with family, so we've rented out a huge house, and I think there's about 13 of us going total, 8 adults and 5 kids. So really excited about this trip, and going to make lots of memories. But like I said, if you have any advice for traveling with two children at the beach, please send them our way. If you've been to Oak Island before and you have any advice, like I said, we've been once, but you know, any tips, any restaurants that you suggest, I would love to hear it. I'm always up for trying new places, so I'm really excited. And any breweries, wineries, stuff like that. We went to the beach last year. Of course, I was pregnant, so I couldn't go out and enjoy the wine and the beer and all that stuff. So if y'all have any advice on that, my husband and I enjoy going to visit those places as well. So send any tips you've got my way, guys. And I just wanted to kind of give you a little life update, what was going on, update on the tiny house, and ask you all for your advice. I appreciate you all listening to me. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes, anything you'd like to hear about, I've been doing a lot of studying on short-term rentals here in the past month or so. If you have any questions about that, want to hear an episode on that, an episode on something real estate related, mom related, anything about the Tri-Cities, travel related, just reach out to me. I'd love to hear what you want to hear more of, or if you have someone you know would want to be a guest on the podcast, just feel free to reach out. You can find me on social media, or you can email me at carissawinstead@gmail.com. So guys, I hope you all have a wonderful day and a wonderful week next week. I'm going to, like I said, take the week off, go relax, hopefully, and we will see you all in a couple of weeks.